It's currently 5:17 on Thursday, the 8th of June. Call the meeting of the local board of volunteer firefighters to order. The agenda tonight to approve a medical claim. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chief, is there anything you've got for us on this one?
This is just to approve a invoice voucher for medical claim on a former member through the Board of Volunteer Firefighters Insurance.
Okay. I have a motion to approve.
Oh, Bruce.
Hi.
I said hi, sweetie, but I was going to say hi, and then he got me in the nuts with this deal.
Anyone on the Zoom, mute yourself.
You can mute him. Just
because he's speaking, and it will prioritize the speaker.
Okay. We can carry on for a moment here.
There we go.
Okay.
Somebody's not in the corner. That sounded like that.
Do I have a motion to approve the voucher?
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That concludes the business for this meeting. It's currently 5:19. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion, the meeting is adjourned.
Step over here for just a second.
Local boards, I think your signature's there. And one message.
Thank you, sir.
Oh no. Thanks, Mark.
Well, Chief, I've got some questions on the budgets document. Should we go over them during the meeting?
It may not be very fruitful because I may not have answers for it.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
So I'll just raise them before this would be part of the consent agenda. And just, it's not any biggie. I'm not asking for the, why does the earth rotate? Just
anything specific?
Well, we can talk about it, and then it's mostly on the budget document. I always look at this time of year, we're getting close to the half point in the year. Mm-hmm. And when you have something that's well over the budget in terms of expenses. So basically, I just wander through them. You've got and I don't have it on I took it offline, but I like under revenues, I wish we'd see for the trauma grant, we've got 816% of budget. I'd like all of the revenues to be at that level. Mm-hmm. But legal services, which anyway, legal services is a line item. We're 136.7% of the budget. Now, I'm assuming that's the whole issue with Kelly McDonald. And in your mind, is that going to be something that would even out? And probably we would still be that. But I mean, what's your read on that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know we'll remain over because we can't go because that was budgeted.
But we have other things going up. We need to start at least talking about it.
Okay. Following on that, our budget for professional services were 163.7%. And I'm assuming that that would be another. I mean, budgets are what you think it's going to be, and they're real accurate on the first day, and every day beyond it, they become less accurate.
She not put in, I know that I put together the
follow up document,
the list with all what the interviews were explained.
I don't see it in here, but I haven't.
We've had one in the past.
She forgot to attach it to the email with the documents last week, but she sent it subsequently.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've seen it for this month. So there is an explanation on a separate email that covers
I didn't catch that. But what I typically do over the past three years is that when you get to about halfway through the budget, there's certain items that they're not going to be expanded, and therefore, you met the whatever it is. But if you're significantly over and it's a critical one, then that's always concerning.
I think the thing to do is probably request a budget balance for the July meeting.
Yeah, and that's the mid-year start. We already got the transfers listed out. We're actually under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my take.
The one that I chuckled, small tools were at 101.7%. We've gotten all our small tools for the year.
No,
we never are. And then I'm assuming, Chief, we on the 594 capital expenditures were 2.4%. That's predicated on some equipment and apparatus that will be coming in and be expended for between now and January.
If you notice, some of the lines in there are theoretical.
Yeah, I'm not trying to play, gotcha. Just more at this time of the year, when you get to halfway through, you want to. Okay.
Like the 606 is for a grant that we have to.
There's a bond payment that comes to you in the fall for the station.
Right.
Comes out of that. And then, we haven't spent any of the big items that we had in this year's budget either, this juncture. I don't think. Wait a minute or two, and
We've got about 6 minutes still.
Talk about the weather.
I tell you one thing, we sure got it easy next to New York and Washington on the East Coast. All that, it's from
wildfire smoke.
The Canadian wildfires.
The longshoremen shut down Port of New York yesterday.
It's really bad.
I mean, it was.
It's really bad.
It was absolutely incredible. In 3 hours, it went from clear to you couldn't see anywhere, and it's not going to be any better for another 2 or 3 days. And unfortunately, dare I talk politics, global warming is real, and this is a portend of the future for all of us, because it's so dry up there. A lightning strike or pyromaniac, and you're off the races. So.
Yeah, there's a picture of the Verrazano Bridge from one side, and you couldn't see the tower on the other side. It was that thick at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, pretty bad.
Well, they're saying officially you don't go outside in New York, that whole general East Coast area. I mean, it's
far down the coast is DC. Mm-hmm. One of our staff lives just outside of DC, and I was talking to her this morning. She said, it's really smoky here.
Yep. All the way down is affecting down to Georgia, but not as bad.
Yeah, how far up in Canada are the
plants? Well, Alberta, Quebec. Alberta was the worst, but Quebec and Nova Scotia, the capital Halifax, 150 houses were burned. So,
yeah.
With that, it is a sunny day.
It's a little hazy out there, but not
picky,
as bad.
Picky.
Well, the mountains are slightly obscured.
That's pretty, yeah, we went up to Oak Harbor yesterday, and we come around the corner. You can see one of those places. You can see Baker, and you could see Baker, but Baker was not, shall we say, as white as it normally is. Boy, it looks like we don't even have any of the peanut gallery from.
It's kindergarten graduation
day. Ah. I caught the tail end of the high school parade because I heard the sirens and I was like, oh no. And we ran out. We just saw them go by.
Don't get comfortable back there. Don't get too comfortable.
Important stuff. When's she going back in the water? When are you going to sea trial?
Saturday.
What was done?
Make the rudder bigger.
Oh, so this was a design flaw?
We're not sure.
We don't know.
But I mean,
there's a significant difference between reality and the engineering drawing. Jim's love got it.
So how much bigger is the new rudder?
6 inches longer by 4 feet, so 2 feet.
Wow.
So previously you couldn't hold the course that you were going to go to, or right. Wanted to go to?
Even Jim.
So how old is this craft?
42 years.
Whoa, so it's been
yeah, we don't know if somebody cut it down or what.
Difficult to know. Well, I think it's 5:30.
5:30 your time.
5:30 my time. How far out is my watch?
Pretty close.
You're right.
Well, the other segments still. Let's start the recording. Good afternoon. It's 5:30 p.m. on the 8th of June. I'm calling the meeting to order, this meeting of the Board of Commissioners of South Whidbey Fire EMS. Yeah. It's 5:30 p.m. on the 8th of June, calling this meeting of the Board of Commissioners of South Whidbey Fire EMS to order. We have issued an agenda Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Second item on the agenda is the consent agenda.
Commissioners, I do have one question on the minutes for regular meeting of April 11th. The text refers to, it's towards the end of the text, previous board involvement implicated the chief's authority and responsibility. I don't really understand the term implicated. Would we want to put some kind of word that previous, I mean, that whole sentence just doesn't ring true. I think what I had said in that was that because the whole issue we were going at the time was the show cause hearing, this pre-disciplinary hearing. And my thought was that commissioners were involved, we might be devolving some of the chief's authority as the chief administrative officer. And I'm wondering if we just strike what I put, this previous board involvement implicated the chief's authority and responsibility, just strike that whole sentence and say, nobly suggested the chief report the results to the board, but not be involved. Commissioners, your thoughts?
No objections.
I agree.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. There's one other correction that's needed, and that was the attendees do not include Commissioner Erickson, and I believe
you get last. I was there. I made several motions and seconds. So
I believe you did.
Did not make those in absentia.
So those two corrections need to be made to the minutes.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
And I will second the amended motion to amend, approve with the amendments.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed.
It was easy.
Anything else that we need to deal with on the consent agenda? Do you have any comments? I think the one thing that comes out of the consent agenda is that we probably need to do some budget balancing in the next month, and be good if we could have that for the board meeting in the beginning of July.
And just to chime in on that subject, I find that when you get halfway through a budget cycle, it helps me as a board member to say, okay, which of the line items will we not be, if we've expended whatever we've budgeted and we're not planning to go more in that particular line item, that's great. Or if there's some that, collectively we guessed that it was going to be this, have some explanation if we're appreciably over whatever that line item is.
Okay. Yeah, and as you know, on the budget schedule, we'll be starting to present the mid-year documentation next month at the board meeting, and then wrapping that up in August.
Good. So.
Okay. Anything else on the consent agenda?
Nope. So the motion, Commissioner Erickson, was to approve
as amended.
As amended. So basically, we've approved the consent agenda.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Member update.
Okay. So we have a few more volunteers in process. We have one more volunteer to approve tonight, which is Neil Rixey. His significant other is Terry Welsh, and he's been around the department for quite some time helping out. almost operating as a regular responder, so we figured it was time to to bring him on board and make this an official deal and be able to provide him with the resources to volunteer with us. And he's actually expressed some interest in potentially, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think he's interested in the EMT program as well. So, because I'd been a support volunteer with us for a number of years and now is coming on as a regular volunteer. And I'm not sure, is he on the Zoom right now? He was maybe going to Zoom in.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Chief, what is a support volunteer?
So we have had family support members that are officially part of the department. They fill out the paperwork to be able to do that, and they can access buildings with their family members and be in company vehicles and things like that.
Okay. Okay. So they give them an aura of legitimacy.
Right. Right. It's generally a spouse would be in that role.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
If I may, I want to say something about the direction.
Is your mic on? There you go.
I just want to make a comment about Mr. Rixey and his adaptability. It would impress me. This is just one example of something I've seen. But the other morning, he responded with Terry Welch to bring the rehab vehicle to a fire scene. He got there, the rehab vehicle battery was dead. He had the foresight to take all the supplies for rehab, put them in his private vehicle, and bring them to the fire scene without anybody having to tell him to do that. So he saw the need and figured out plan B to address the need. And I thought that was very impressive.
Can we clone him?
It would be wonderful if we could, because he's been responding with us for at least 8 years now.
Oh, that's great.
And he showed up on all sorts of calls and dragged a lot of trees and done an awful lot for us. Okay. Next item is...
Should we make a motion to approve the volunteer? Yeah, I will put a motion on the floor to approve our newest volunteer, Neil Rixey.
And I will gladly second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Good catch.
Unfinished business, and this is the disciplinary action. We discussed it quite a bit last week.
Last month.
Last month, yes. And we were going to leave it until this week and this month's meeting and come back to it. Is there anything, any further thoughts from the commissioners?
I did add a preamble, and otherwise I am ready to vote to move ahead with what we have.
Okay. And did you all note the changes that I made after speaking to the attorney?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. And Chief, you are comfortable with everything that's in this document?
I am.
Okay. If you're happy, I'm happy. Unless I hear anything else, I'll move that the board approve on a second reading policy 1018 disciplinary actions.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good job, Chief.
One's taken care of. New business, there's some warrant cancellations.
It's hard to hold on to a check sometimes, so it would seem. I'm guilty of that in the past.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have any questions on those?
No questions.
No.
Okay.
My wife would not allow me to lose a check. I would be in real trouble. So we need a motion.
Motion to contract the cancel the warrants as listed below.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that takes care of that. Landscaping contract.
Am I missing something? Are we supposed to have anything in our document?
So the landscaping contract is something we put in the budget for this year. To hire someone out to do some of the mowing services and basic maintenance around the stations that we've been having a hard time keeping up on. We went out to bid for that last week. It took quite some time. I actually had to go out and like call and meet vendors to find someone who was willing to bid on it and ask them, please, when we put it up, we bid. And so we found some vendors who were willing to. We posted that about a week ago. It stays open for 2 weeks. The ask here is for the permission from the board to approve that contract. Should there be a successful bidder who was in budget? Otherwise, we'll just need to wait for the couple of weeks for the next board meeting, or for the next month for the next board meeting, to have it approved that way.
So what's the budget? What does in budget mean in terms of dollars?
$12,000 is approximately what's left in there.
Yeah.
I don't want to tip our hat to bidders, but that's about what's in there. It's actually closer to 13, but.
Is it a line item in our budget position that we can look at?
It is. That was a great question. I could have known beforehand. Let me see if I can find it for you real quick here.
The dollar amount rings the bell, but.
Yeah, it was originally higher. It's going to be 522-50-41-20. It's under facilities.
Yep.
Yard maintenance. And you can see the line on the far left side would be the amount budgeted. Next is expenditures, and then finally remaining.
Okay. So you need a motion to approve a bid within budget?
Correct.
I will make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Now this operation is going to make sure all these shrubs are watered so we don't lose any more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have some good potential to have a good service in. So.
Okay. Any announcements?
I have a couple. The commissioners don't have any. So first of all, just to comment, I think I've spoken to you individually offline, but our maintenance technician for fire engines is going to be leaving us soon, heading to Eastern Washington with his family to pursue his dream to live in a more rural area. We're very sad to see him go. And so we need to figure out a plan going forward for replacing that position and discovering what's the best way to move forward with that. We spoke with one interested party that Chief Nye knew today, just to kind of do a little bit of recruiting, and found she was looked like a pretty good applicant. Of course, we will go out if we go out the route to directly replace that position. But I think it's worthwhile to look at all of our options right now. Something we talked about last year was teaming up with Central Whidbey Fire Rescue. So I've been in very preliminary conversations with their chief and interested to see, are there any ways we can team up to find economies of scale and to make our system a little bit more efficient? It's difficult to keep up with a large fleet with a single mechanic, just simply because they spend so much time kind of running around to troubleshoot and survey the scene. So I don't have much more to say on that yet, but that's something that we're going to need to work on in the next month. So
how long before our current mechanic departs?
Weeks.
Yeah. So that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. We did not have a mechanic previously until about 2 years ago. We brought one on. We've been contracting out a lot of the work right now on smaller vehicles and large vehicles as well. So we'll need to continue to do that. And then the other two options that we have are to bring in someone interim that we could bring on quickly, and also to work with another department that has, or district that has, a shop capable. I've talked to a few of them. Our options are limited. But on the flip side, I do want to take the time to do this process right and not to just go right out and grab the first person we could find.
Yeah, I think it's important to plan it. We've got a number of vehicles that are waiting for completion to get out on the road. Are we going to put those out for contract, do you think?
So, yeah, as you said, we have a number of them out. They've been kind of pinging back and forth to different subcontractors. A few of them are very, very close to hitting the road. And on those, it probably doesn't make sense to send them to someone to upfit. There are a few others that we could potentially subcontract out to a company that does upfitting. In other words, they'll take a unit that's mechanically ready to go, add the radios, add the wiring, add the lights, add the sirens. That's not something we budgeted for. I'm still waiting to get a bid back from a company out of Lakewood that could potentially do that work for us. So that's something that we're looking at. We're going to have to do something to get these units out of queue, because it's been really difficult to get those in service and also maintain the fleet.
Yeah. Understood. But it'd be nice to get them in service before we run out of warranty on them.
I absolutely agree. Yep.
Do you have an update on the new engine?
I do. So I can give you guys an update. Right now, what I have is I got a spreadsheet back from the company who's working on it, showing what they've done, what they have in process, and what they have yet to do. So I can't give you a firm date on it. I've heard within a month previously, but I don't know at this time when it's going to be done exactly. I will follow up with more detail.
Yeah, I think for next month it would be good if we could just have a status of where we're at with the various pieces of equipment.
Will do.
Thanks.
Chief, a question for you. You went to the chief's conference in Wenatchee. Any pearls of wisdoms they partake to you?
Yeah, it was an interesting conference. I had a chance to speak with the people working on the engine and just speak with a variety of other folks, both vendors and chiefs throughout the region. So that's a huge benefit of it. Also, there were some interesting presentations we saw. One of them is on stored energy devices which is basically like power walls, mobile battery systems that are on trailers, lithium ion based stored energy devices in buildings and in houses, and the dangers those present. They're starting to see a larger number of lithium ion explosions and fires. And so that's something that we need to be better prepared for as an industry, especially with so many stored energy devices and charging stations being installed.
We've seen a number of fires in the marine industry.
Scary, scary stuff. They go pretty quick.
Very scary, and it's invariably been human error. Mm-hmm. They've all been human error. And two of the three more major ones were firefighting error. Either by the crew or by the Shoreside Fire Department.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can get you the reports if you're interested. Yeah,
would be.
So wouldn't that lead to something that we should be on top of as we go forward, in terms of how Commissioner, from your experience, it's one of those things that, yeah, it's maybe not an issue now, but it may become more important in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years.
It'll become important. And if Washington State Ferries has their ways, you will have a lithium ion battery propelled ferry on two of them on the run by 2030.
Yeah, it's moving fast. So we did have PSE in the last week, and I had an interesting conversation with them about, you know, what's kind of coming up and some of the things they're seeing, and it's definitely something we need a lot more training on.
Yeah. I think it'll become challenging, but I think we are going to see quite a few electric or all electric vessels on the Sound within the next 2 or 3 years.
I did have another announcement. Just wanted to mention, we've been working on, you know, as you know, we did the new logo for the doors on the rigs and the uniforms, and have switched those up a bit. Another thing that the crews were interested in that are on the branding committee was patches, to switch the patches. So they looked at a couple of different logos, which we can pull up on the board here, which we will bring to the board for final approval. If you want to start with the old one, Chief Nye, should say old. So here's the existing patch design. People felt that this was a little busy with the Maltese cross and Star Life and everything on it. Otherwise, nice looking patch, but it's kind of what we're interested in cleaning it up and taking a look at some other options. Based on their feedback, I mocked up this one, which do the one that's called New, which is basically enlarged the ferry, removed the Maltese cross and Star of Life, and moved the words down to the side. That was one iteration they were interested in, and I mocked up another one just kind of having fun. And this is the one they've actually decided that they like. So
it's too busy for me.
Yeah. But
whatever they like, I'm happy with.
So this is not a final because it needs a little bit of cleaning up. I'm not a graphic artist, but that I'll bring back to you likely next month's board meeting.
Yeah, almost looks like we've got snow-capped mountains on South Whidbey.
I was going to say,
yeah, I didn't change the mountains or the
no.
And it looks like Donald Trump has been instigating that one with the flag, but I won't make any further comments here.
Yeah, and if you look, there's no smoke from the ferry. It's actually electric. trying to be ahead of the game. Yeah, it's the maiden voyage going to pick up cars. So
my attitude is, if the troops want the Donald Trump flag in the background, then I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Okay. Any other announcements, Chief?
Not at this time.
Commissioners, any comments?
I don't have any today. None from Noble
A. I had the privilege of attending the Fire Academy graduation last night, and I thought it was tremendous. In particular, I was especially wowed by the video production that showed the experience of the cadets. Going through, it was really high value. I would say if there's any way to steal any of it for our own social content, there's one interview with Nina that just play that as content and help us feel good about, not that we don't already, but about our members and why we do what we do. She was especially articulate in explaining why folks get into this job in the first place. If I have the names right, I believe it was Nina, Starla, Corey, and Riley. Are those our four? I didn't get a program.
Nina, Tracy, Riley. Yeah.
Okay. Starla might be from a different district, but I was trying to know which ones came from South, and I just wanted to put a word out for welcoming them and congratulating them on completing Academy. That was really fun. And the other note is that I've, from last night, got a little bit of momentum and kind of revitalizing our Island County Fire Commissioners meetings. I had volunteered to put together a charter for that, and I will be on that task in the next month, and we'll see what comes of it.
Chief, is there a way to know, is the graduation typically this week? Because I had a medical appointment I couldn't get out of. Is it typically about this time every year?
I don't know that we could hang our hat on a certain week. I think it was around this time last year. Yeah, but I don't know that it's always the same. No.
And what's the lead time that we normally get for this?
I think we were about a month out this time. We might anticipate more. We had two new training chiefs kind of orchestrating it this year, and they did a bang up job, but you know, made some changes. And
I'll just make note on the calendar to see what the first week or two of June, because that's typically it's around this time that it would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a very, very good graduation ceremony. Put on very nicely, and I think the video would make a great recruiting document.
Mm-hmm.
It really would, you know.
Yeah,
I think it explains to everybody why people are doing it and the amount of work, and it explains the family part of it. I thought it was very good,
particularly the montage at the end.
Oh yeah, montage. I thought that was really good. The other thing I was going to ask was, in the third quarter, we're scheduled to spend some time on strategic planning. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks very shortly. And I know you've got vacation, and I'm sure everybody else has got vacation scheduled. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we need to do it tonight, but we need to probably start looking at some Saturdays when we can get together and do a strategic planning session, because we're probably going to need, what do you think, a couple of them?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
But I think we better start thinking about it now if we can. So if everybody could email the chief with a dates that work. We'll see if we can find one that works for everybody. And just on my own personal situation, I'll be traveling to the UK from Wednesday next week through till the 5th of July. If anyone needs to get a hold of me, work email or cell phone will both work. So you can get a hold of me that way.
Sounds like you would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I had one more thing I wanted to ask about, and that was, Commissioner Erickson, you've ICON board has been involved in negotiations with the guild. Is that something you could give us a report on in the executive session if we wanted, or is it premature?
They have yet to be finalized. They're waiting to sign documents for everyone's accord, and it's just a scheduling matter. At the next meeting, I could probably do that. At this time, I don't believe there's much more discussion, but because it has yet to be finalized, I'm not quite.
No, if there's nothing understood. So if we could add that to the agenda for July. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's go eat. I don't think it's a record, but it's close. I thought a couple meetings ago.